You're listening to the BBC. I'm Razia Iqbal, and this is NewsHour. Now, in recent years, the practice of bride kidnapping has become widespread in Kyrgyzstan. Research suggests about a third of all marriages here involve an abduction, with young women being forced to marry against their will. The authorities are trying to stamp out the practice, which is already illegal. The BBC's Abdujalil Abdurasulov travelled to Kyrgyzstan to meet women who've been through the ordeal.
Today's lecture at the medical school is all about germs. Rows of students, all dressed in white, scribble down notes. Among them is Aygul. She's 19 and wants to become a nurse. But last year, her studies were suddenly interrupted.
My classmate asked me to come out of the house, saying she had brought a notebook for me. There were two, three young men there, but I didn't pay them much attention. And then they just grabbed my legs and arms and put me in a car and drove away.
Aygul was kidnapped by a man she had seen only once before.
I was not going to stay there, but my brothers and sister-in-laws came and told me, if I leave, then I would be cursed and I wouldn't have a happy life. Then my grandmother and grandfather told me it was a Kyrgyz tradition and made me stay. They said, what will people say if you leave? How will we look people in the eye?
Drive across Kyrgyzstan and you'll hear plenty of similar stories, from remote villages to big cities. It is estimated that a third of all marriages here are brought about through abduction. And Mihrigul Ablezova, a sociologist at the American University in Kyrgyzstan, says this practice seems to be on the rise.
So bride kidnapping in the past was very rare, and it became more widespread after the collapse of the Soviet Union. Many scholars actually link that to the rise of the patriarchal values in society.
A lack of confidence, she says, also pushes men to abduct women.
More than a quarter of males kidnap a girl because they were afraid to be rejected by that particular girl.
Ренат is 31. He has agreed to tell me how he ended up abducting his wife.
We dated for a month, but then she didn't want to go out with me. It was clear she didn't like me, so I decided to kidnap her. When I got home that night, I told her, I love you, but she started crying. She cried for 3 days.
Didn't you think that you were making her unhappy at that moment?
No. It seemed to me she agreed to stay, according to our traditions.
It's those perceived traditions that some activists are trying to tackle. At a high school in the city of Karakol, this volunteer is talking to a group of teenagers. It's this age group that is most vulnerable. When a girl reaches 15, she becomes a potential victim of bride kidnappers. Bride kidnapping is illegal, she stresses, and the penalty is 10 years in jail. But so far, only one man has been found guilty. Fatima didn't even think of suing the man who kidnapped her, even after he abused her.
He would drag me outside and beat me. I didn't want to face the shame, so I didn't leave him. He beat me even when I was pregnant. Then in my 8th month of pregnancy, I left him.
Most Kyrgyz girls are still brought up with the proverb, Tash düşkünceğer uğur. Where a stone falls, there it will stay. It means a woman has to stay where she is taken and bear all hardships in order to be happy. And if she is not happy, then she hasn't suffered enough.
The BBC's Abdul Jalil Abdul Rasulov on the widespread practice of bride kidnapping in Kyrgyzstan.